the government can target families like yours who are already doing it tough in this period and slap you with such a heavy-handed fine for simply, I guess, living?
Yeah, that's basically it. It's just living.
That's exactly right.
It's just living. Like, we haven't done anything that's like what you call criminal. There's no criminal acts there, you know, and
Yesterday, I had the absolute pleasure to meet a gorgeous Australian family who needs our help to crowdfund their fight against a whopping $10,000 coronavirus fine at fightthefines.com.au. Joshua and Elise live in Kurrajang, which is on the edge of the invisible regional border. Now, 3 weeks ago, the young family jumped into their car to drive down to their closest health food store to top up their vitamins. Now, on the way back, Joshua grabbed some takeaway food for their children to eat in the car on the way home when a COVID cop suddenly pulled him over.
We're over more than halfway home. Police have stopped us, asked us what we were doing, explain our story, and then they'll tell us that we're going to receive a fine.
He said the fines were going to be $1,000 each, and when they came in the mail, they were $5,000.
How'd you feel when you saw that number?
My heart dropped because I'm like,
yeah, the heart's the same,
it's just unbelievable.
It's like unbelievable. In the middle of everything that we've got going on, like that's what you want to do to families, you know what I mean?
So the fine that they gave you is actually what they claim is for breaching the regional border.
Correct.
For going over the regional border. Now, to put this into perspective, I drove out here. I feel like we're pretty regional out here.
Yes, we're right on the cusp, right on the border, basically.
So how can you see the border? Is there a line?
There's nothing. There's no signs. There's no nothing. So the road that we head down, just it's at the end of my street. So literally I drive down my street and I turn left, and that's the very road that I got pulled over on, the road that leads to my street.
If there was a big red line here that said cross over for $10,000, would you probably reconsider?
Yeah, probably would. Yeah, big time. But yeah, like I said, there's no signage, there's no nothing, there's no roadblocks here. And most of the people that you'll see travelling along this road are going to be travelling more than bloody 5Ks. Where are all these people going?
That's right, there's nothing within 5Ks.
Yeah, exactly. So there's people openly travelling on this road.
And that's why we're fighting together at fightthefines.com.au. Come support, let's fight this fine. And if you have your own fine, your own outrageous fine to submit, fightthefines.com.au, because as Daniel Andrews keeps saying, we're in this
together.
Can you afford the $10,000?
No.
Do you deserve? You're laughing. No.
I'm laughing because it's a hard time. Like, who can afford $10,000?
I just took one of the kids into the store, came back out, then grabbed some food, ate in the car.
And you guys aren't working, or you're working now?
Just me.
Were you working before COVID?
Yes, I was.
So you're working, and now you're not working?
No, I'm not. I'm home.
If you were to pay that $10,000, how would you pay it?
I would have no
10
way.
10 cents a week.
Yeah.
When people watch this back and they hear that you've been charged $10,000, they're going to be as outraged as I was when I received your submission at fightthefines.com.au and saw that. I had to double look, go, what? $10,000. So I think people are going to want to join us in the fight to fight this fine, to help support you guys. And we've already got our gun lawyer, Madeline. You've spoken to her.
Yes.
How do you feel knowing that we're going to join you to fight this fine?
Proud. I think all of us need to stick together.
So we've got Madeline Smith on the line here. Madeline is the gun lawyer that's been taking on a lot of these Fight the Fine cases. And Madeline has agreed to take on this family's case. Thank you for joining us, Madeline, and thank you for taking on their case. Now, am I wrong to assume that police do have discretion? $10,000 is a lot of money, even if there was something that they breached in these COVID restrictions, that police have discretion of whether to charge them $10,000 or not.
Absolutely. Police have a discretion when issuing infringements, and the community is entitled to expect that they exercise that discretion appropriately. $10,000 is a significant penalty for a young family. It is a prescribed penalty, but it's obviously well beyond their capacity to pay. I'm hopeful that common sense will prevail and that we can achieve a speedy resolution in this matter for Josh and Elise.
But if for whatever reason, common sense doesn't prevail, it seems like common sense lately is not as common as it should be. Can we and will we be fighting this in court?
Absolutely. There is an option to submit an internal review, and if that is rejected, then Josh and Elise will have the option to fight it in court, and
Amazing, and we'll keep everyone posted here. We'll keep up to date with you throughout this process. So thank you again, Madeline, for everything you're doing.
Thank you very much.
This is the only way that we're going to get over this. It's not just about me and my family's case. This is about all of us. We're all in this together, and I think the more noise that we can make, like, and I don't mean being rioting or being aggressive or violent, but just standing up for yourself, stand up for your rights, and if you know you've done the right thing, speak up. And I think that's the only way that we're going to get through these hard times that we've got in front of us, you know, is by coming together. So thank you, RV. Thank you to Rebel News. Thank you for your hard work that you do out here in the public, in the community. We well respect it, you know, it's well received.
I changed the nappies.
Yeah.
Really? You're better than me.
In the morning.
Really? And I take this one to the toilet.
You take him to the toilet? What a good big sister you are. Wow, he's so lucky to have you. This is the final most important question. How are your kids so damn cute?
The genes.
The genes, mate.
You gotta give them love. You just give them love. That's it.
Say, I love you.
I love you.
Who do you love most in this world?
My family.
Your family, that's
good answer.
A great answer. $10,000 is a substantial amount. I certainly couldn't afford to pay a $10,000 fine. But fighting the fine itself would probably cost tens of thousands. So you're kind of in a no-win situation here. They've put you into a situation that could end up destroying families, couldn't it?
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why I think we have to thank people like you that give us that opportunity, because most of the time, unless you are a wealthy person or somebody that has the resources, they can battle these battles. But for the most part, for the majority of us, it's just close your mouth. You don't have the power, you know what I mean? And this is why we feel hopeless. And that leads to other issues in society, you know, mental health issues, anxiety, depression, because people feel like they don't have a voice or they feel like they're hopeless, you know. And it's people like you and yourselves that give us those voices. So that's what I'm saying, like, we need to take those chances and speak up once they're given to us, you know, because it's not just about me and my family. It's about the rest of us that are going through all this together.
Let's see if anyone can beat that. That's pretty outrageous. I don't know if we're going to top that. But any outrageous fines, please submit it to fightthefines.com.au. We're working through them slowly, and we're going to try fight for as many Victorians and Aussies as we can, because as you can see, these are the victims of this so-called COVID lockdown. If you love this idea to fight the fines down under as much as I do, make sure to hit the like button below. And share the video far and wide, because you never know who on your friends or family list can benefit from this campaign or able to help us help others. Again, fightthefines.com.au, because as you know, we're in this together.